Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, I'll keep you updated, but Kapi just sent us a message saying there's a cash and transit robbery on the N4 highway out near Majakaneng at the moment. Thank you for the update. I'll double check everything.
The Road Freight Association, meanwhile, says frequent closures on the N3 highway are costing KwaZulu-Natal millions of rands. Two major truck crashes over the weekend brought traffic to a standstill. Van Rensburg Pass was closed for the most of Friday. So the association says each closure can result in losses of between 20 and 50 million rand. Moving abroad, King Charles III began a state visit to Italy today, in which he will address Parliament and tour the Colosseum. An audience with the Pope was, however, postponed over the pontiff's ill health. The four-day trip comes 10 days after Charles, who is aged 76 now, was briefly admitted to a hospital after experiencing temporary side effects from his cancer treatment. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. So on the international market front, many markets have entered what's known as a bear market. It's when markets dip below 20% after their last peak, and it follows the implementation of the USA's high tariffs.
Global markets are extending losses in a very volatile trading session amid growing concerns over the global economy, inflation, and escalating trade tensions.
That's Armand De Beer from PSG Wealth, and he says there's more.
President Donald Trump threatened to impose 50% tariffs on China unless Beijing lifts its retaliatory duties on U.S. exports by tomorrow, the 8th of April. Trump further said he will cancel all planned talks with China if they do not comply with his demands.
So what is happening elsewhere?
European markets fell more than 4%, while on Wall Street the Dow Jones is down 1.8%, the S&P 500 is falling 1.4%, and the Nasdaq is trading 1.3% lower.
And a quiet day on the corporate scene.
The new earnings season kicking off on Friday. Apple is trading 5% lower, while Tesla is down 4.8%. On the positive side, Nvidia is rising 1.4%, while both Meta and Amazon is trading 1% stronger.
A dollar trading at 19.57, a euro 21.38, and a pound sitting at 24.90. Gold is trading at $2,977.92 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $74.74 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with the live cricket action. That's from the IPL, where the Royal Challengers Bangalore are taking on the Mumbai Indians. This one happening at the Wankhede Stadium. In the first innings, Virat Kohli was the top scorer with 67. Rajat Parita, the captain, also weighed in with a 50. He made 64 as they got to 221 for 5. In response, the Mumbai Indians 55 for 2 after 6 overs. So a little bit slower in that power play. But the men at the crease at the moment are Will Jacks and Surya Kumar Yadav on 15 and 6 runs respectively. Rohit Sharma and Ryan Rickleton back in the pavilion are making 17 runs apiece. And while the Central Gauteng Lions, well, their four-day series final will be hosted in Johannesburg, with the Lions, who finished at the top of the log on 115 points. They take on second-place Northern Titans, who finished second on the log. And this, of course, will be a five-day game at the Wanderers. And it was Sunaran who was at his best once again. Sunaran Mutensami, who was at his best for the Dafabet Warriors, as they got to a 37-run victory over the Hollywood Bed Dolphins at the St. George's Park Stadium. The Warriors are now relieved that they managed to keep their Division 1 status. And Leicester City, well, they seek to avoid an 8th straight Premier League loss as they host Newcastle United, aiming for their 8th Premier League win away this season. The Foxes return to the King Power Stadium after a dampening 2-1 defeat against Manchester City midweek, and the Magpies eked out a 2-1 victory over Brentford. And of course, here is Eddie Howe talking about the team.
I don't think we look any